Microsoft's $678 billion AI backlog anchors a market rotation as Musk bleeds $600 billion. Jim Cramer's call that Wall Street is rotating out of AI infrastructure and into software and retail names gained significant supporting evidence this week. Microsoft revealed a $678 billion AI services backlog, contracted revenue, not projections, and surged 22% in a single week. The number shifts the narrative from when will AI monetize to AI is monetized and the queue is enormous, providing the earnings-oriented justification that infrastructure-heavy AI plays have so far struggled to supply. Elon Musk has shed over $600 billion in paper wealth as Tesla and SpaceX shares tumbled. Tesla missed its profit targets, and Cramer's advice to believe in Musk underscores how deeply personality-driven Tesla's valuation has become relative to its fundamentals. SpaceX is walking into its first-ever quarterly earnings report, carrying a record $26 billion short interest, the largest in the company's history, suggesting large, sophisticated bets that the post-IPO valuation was stretched. SpaceX's stock has fallen 50% from its post-IPO high. Cathie Wood at ARK Invest purchased $14.3 million in shares in late July, a contrarian conviction play or an averaging down depending on perspective. AstraZeneca shares tumbled on reports of preliminary merger discussions with Bristol Myers Squibb at a combined valuation approaching $400 billion. Investors read a deal at this scale as AstraZeneca paying a premium that does not justify the synergies, and the sheer size of the proposed combination is triggering significant antitrust questions. Pharmaceutical megamergers carry a historically mixed record on shareholder value creation. Oxford Economics analysis offers a counterintuitive labor market frame. The monthly job creation break-even rate, the number of new positions needed just to hold unemployment steady, has reportedly fallen to 50,000 and will reach zero by 2027. Driven by immigration curbs, reducing new worker inflows, and baby boomer retirements, shrinking the labor pool. The implication is that weak job reports may no longer carry the same recessionary signal they historically have if the labor force itself is contracting. Apple's forthcoming foldable iPhone is priced above $2,000, with an optional $60 to $70 monthly lease, Apple's first test of a hardware subscription model, ahead of new CEO John Ternus's first keynote on September 9th.